And it is time to cross the ditch now and talk to our Canberra correspondent, Kerri-Anne Walsh. Good morning, Kerri-Anne.
Morning, Corin.
Now, we better get a bit of a roundup on the COVID situation. New South Wales now on high alert, not just Victoria.
That's right. There's three or four cases up there. Well, actually, there's four, but one of them, a very large question mark over it. Despite an initial testing of positive, further testing has just cast doubt over whether that is an accurate diagnosis. Very low levels of the virus. It could be a false positive, maybe not, but nevertheless, alerts have been issued about where he has gone recently, including in the fabulous National Capital last Monday when he attended the fabulous art gallery here and a couple of cafes. So those places now are having contact tracing undertaken to determine who was there at the same times. And in Sydney, there's a whole raft of venues around the other cases, which are particularly problematic because the one case and his wife was he was a driver for international aircrew, and the testing is positive for the Indian variant, which is highly transmissible. So there we go again. It's the old Groundhog Day.
It is. I'm interested in how New South Wales is handling this, though, compared to Victoria. Will they take a different approach? Do they back their contact tracers a little more, perhaps?
They always do. Gladys Berejiklian is always loath to go into any sort of lockdown. There's been recommendations for mask wearing in the areas where these people live and have circulated, and those venues. Deep cleaning is underway in some of those venues that are particularly, possible that the virus has spread. But she takes a much more laissez-faire approach, shall I say, and I don't mean that she's casual about it. She just is not as quick to lock down as Victoria. Nevertheless, people make contingency plans. There are school holidays coming up. We're all used to it now. We brace ourselves what's going to go into lockdown next. So this is why our tourism sector is so fraught and stressed. It's because you just never know when things are going to be cancelled at the last minute.
Mm. Running short of time, but just give us a sense, if you like, of this amazing defamation trial that is still running in Australia.
It's going to run, it could run for weeks and weeks. It's one of the largest defamation trials ever. Ben Robert Smith, he's our most decorated alleged war hero, is in the dock. He has sued for defamation against three media outlets who have all but accused him of being a war criminal and a murderer. So he is suing them. He had his first day in the dock yesterday, all day, and he could be in the dock for 5 days, justifying his actions in Afghanistan, which were the subject of the report.
Kerri-Anne Walsh, thank you very much. That's us for the week. Thank you, Guyan.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers.
Enjoy your weekend.